Wow. Wow. At Philly Idol, dancing with myself, Ocean 100. Happy Friday morning. I'm Kirk McKinnon, along with Mr. Scott Chapman. Welcome to the Ocean 100 Morning Show, and here we go.
Yeah, here we go. I mean,
here we go.
The time is here, Kirk. The time is here. Now, earlier this week, we let everyone know that you were leaving us, the Ocean 100 Morning Show. You're going to pursue a new challenge, a new adventure. And we said that this morning you would be shedding a little bit of light on what is next for your career, and the time is now. Tell us what's coming up next for you.
It's funny. keeping a secret on Prince Edward Island is incredibly difficult. But I have been asked to run for provincial politics. I can't tell you which party. I can't tell you which district. I can't tell you because, you know. But yeah, so that's my new undertaking as of first of next week. Well, I guess later this morning, really.
And they'll be releasing some details later on. But yes, you're leaving the Ocean Morning Show. How's that feel?
boy. Can you guys hop in here anytime, Jennifer? you can't.
This is your moment, Kirk. You've had 37 years in the broadcasting industry, and tell us where it all began. Take us down that memory lane.
Well, I was at UPEI and was drawn to it. When you go to a university, everybody kind of like joins a club or a group or an organization.
And what year is this?
It's 1986, 87.
So you weren't recruited for rugby. So you decided radio.
I tried it for all the sports teams, and they asked every one of them asked me to leave.
Okay.
So I did join the radio station over there, and CIMN, and at the old barn, UPEI. If you're as old as I am, you know what I'm talking about. And then from there, I was Rick Green was a good family friend of ours, and Rick had asked me to go do a little bit of part time work at the radio station downtown Charlottetown here. So I started doing that, and that kind of escalated, and it kept growing and growing and growing. And, you know, and then I got my first overnight show, which was, you know, a pretty big deal. Did that for a long time, and then moved to the evening show at CHTN on North River Road. 720 CHTN.
That's where it all began.
Yeah.
Captain Kirk.
And that was it. I mean, that was kind of really where I laid a lot of roots, and a lot of people, you know, a lot of people remember that, which is humbling, considering it's, you know, 30 years ago. Then we
ended up here in 2005.
2005. I was offered the morning show here when it was still 720 CHTN. Good time, oldies. Good times, great oldies.
AM.
Yeah, 720 AM, and we were here at the tech center, and to that moment, this is probably the most terrifying professional moment I've ever had in my life, because they asked me to take on the morning show with Carrie Wynn McLeod, and who she and I had been working together a little bit. And I'm like, I hate mornings. I hate it. I hated getting up at 4 o'clock. Nobody likes doing that, right? Anyway, as soon as Carrie Wynn and I went on the air together, I thought, you know, this is something.
Something magical.
This is something special. So,
and those early days, we actually didn't have this beautiful storefront studio.
No.
You started broadcasting out of what is now our storage closet.
Yeah, and that's a true story. Yeah.
And Carrie Wynn did the news right from outside my office.
Yep.
So it has been quite a journey over these last 18 years, and there's been so many memorable, magical moments, some that... From the third floor, I often cringe just a little bit because there was a lot of fun that was had down here in the studio. And I know that this is a really tough day because if you're in the radio, you have to be in the radio business to really get us, right?
Yeah.
We're a different sort of folk, different sense of humor. We spend a lot of time together. You know, we're the folks that we come in on the storm days. We've shared a lot over the years. And, you know, last night you talked about how we've spent so much time together, this group. We've watched one another get married, have kids graduate. Like, we've just grown up together over the last 30 years. And today, you know, radio family is forever family.
You better be good friends when you're stuck in a glass booth together for 4 hours a day for 18 years. You better learn to like.
I know people will often ask me, so like, are they really friends? Yeah. I'm like, you can't fake it for 18 years.
You can't. You really can't. I mean, I really felt this magical bond with Scott and Carrie Wynn, and that's something that that I'm going to value forever. Yeah.
Over to me.
Yes.
Please, because I'm a mess right now.
Yeah, I know. Over to
we
me.
We need to move on from Kirk, I think.
Wait,
I want to talk.
We do have listeners that don't know my voice, so it is. I'm Jennifer Evans, general manager of our radio stations here. And today is a bittersweet and such an emotional day as we all join together to wish Kirk well on this next chapter of his career. And at the same time, all of our hearts are very heavy with worry for Carrie Wynn today. We've had a lot of calls and messages of concern for Carrie Wynn, and we do need to share with you today that her condition is very critical. So any well wishes, your prayers, and all your good vibes that you can send her way would be very much appreciated by her family, her friends, and of course, Carrie Wynn. And Carrie Wynn wanted to be here today. We have been talking about this moment for the last several weeks. She wanted to wish Kirk well, and she would be reminiscing about the many moments of laughter. And there have been a few tears shed over the years as well. Kirk, Carrie Wynn, and Scott have shared this studio for 18 years, and there have been so many unforgettable moments. When Kirk did tell us he was moving on to a new chapter, we started talking about a replacement to fill in for him, and Carrie Wynn's first and her only choice, and she makes her opinion known, as we all know, was Mr. Darcy Campbell from our sister station, Hot 105.5. So Carrie Wynn loves Darcy's sense of humor, his commitment to the island community, and most importantly, she knows that Darcy gets the morning show. And he understands what it takes to fill the very big shoes of Kirk McKinnon, although they're actually only size 9.
Which is an average standard size.
We're not sure. Okay. So, Darcy Campbell, welcome to the OSHA 100 Morning Show. Yay.
Thanks, guys. I can start by saying I've never been more nervous in my entire life. I'm not nervous for anything ever, but this is making me nervous. Buddy, sad to see you go.
I would like to say that we're not leaving you a hot mess here, but
Well, and I will definitely carry the torch proudly. Being in broadcasting for as long as I've been in broadcasting, one, to get the endorsement from Carrie Wynn, a legend in the business, is huge. To have been given the opportunity to work alongside this team, although not directly, but to work alongside this team for the past 4 years over on Hot 105.5 has been just a glorious way to start my day. It is a true honor to step into this position, and in no way, shape, or form am I going to try to be Kirk McKinnon, because impossible, absolutely impossible. You have meant a lot to my career. We have been friends outside of this for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
I spent so long trying to get to work with you, and then I come to work with you, and you decide to leave. So part of me thinks it might be me. But regardless, everything that we've done together over the years, including working together, has been very special. You've taught me a lot about what it is to not only be a good broadcaster, but to also be a good person in the community, too. And that is a legacy that I am going to proudly carry on for Ocean 100. Thanks, buddy.
So, Kirk, I'm going to keep talking because I know this next part is tough. Carrie Wynn and I have had lots of conversations over how this chapter of the morning show would come to a close. And she didn't see it happening exactly like this, and I shouldn't be here speaking on her behalf today, but that's okay. We will roll with it. But I know she wants to thank you for your friendship. This show, as we all know, has been her pride and joy for the last 18 years, and she has treasured every morning with you and Scott. Even the ones where you guys tricked her on the birthdays. And there were lots
those were
of
good.
Those
were good.
Awesome. I'm not sure how she continues to fall for it, but it's good. So many memories of this show that all of us will carry with us forever. And Kirk, most importantly, you were able to give Kerrywin light when there was often darkness, and you brought laughter back into her life. We ask our listeners that you continue to keep Kerrywin in your thoughts and prayers as she navigates this very challenging journey. And Kirk, as you know, for the last 18 years, Kerrywin always gets the last word. Mm-hmm. So this morning will be no different. From Kerrywin and all of us at Ocean 100 and your Stingray family, thank you for being our friend.
Love you guys.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road.